Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We'll read once again Revelation chapter number 4. I want to kind of give an introduction because this is a new section. I believe in Revelation chapter number 4. It's a rapture scene. We're going to heaven. You'll see the throne mentioned 11 times in these 11 verses. And it is a heavenly scene. And the focus is now down from earth for those first three chapters. And now we're looking in heaven, heavenwards. And I believe this is when what we call the translation or rapture takes place. It's a yet future event. So in verse number 1, I just read this whole chapter once again. And we'll comment and I want to look at some things about his coming. After this, I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither. And I will show you things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the spirit. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not night and day, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." You've already noticed this is a rapture scene, a heavenly scene, but also what you notice, it's a worship scene. In heaven, let me just use that term day and night, even though we know there's not day and night in heaven. But so you get that in your mind, constantly, 24 hours, if you want to use even that term, there's constant worship of God. These angels that fly about him, the cherub that fly about him, these beings that we see, these beasts, they all give honor and glory to God. And it talks about forever and ever. So when we talk about our worship, we need to practice our worship here because we're going to be doing a lot of worship in heaven forever and forever. It's going to be nonstop. And I can't wait to see all this take place and all. Matter of fact, my dad used to talk about why God has not allowed us to see into heaven. Just glimpses of it, because there are some things that the Apostle Paul said eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor even God came to the imagination of man what God has prepared for us in heaven. And there are some things in heaven today that I am sure that as in this body we wouldn't be able to handle. You know, some of the things that Paul put it this way, "It's not lawful for me to utter the things that I have seen in heaven." So there's some glorious things that are prepared for us in heaven. And I can't wait to get there. How about you? One day we're going to get there, and I think sooner rather than later. I believe in what's called the imminent mentality. In other words, I believe the Lord could come at any moment. And I want to share with you, there's a lot of things here in chapter number 4, and we'll get to them eventually. But I wanted to share with you what I believe is imminent mentality and some verses that speak of the coming of the Lord in an imminent light. There's a lot of people who believe that Jesus Christ would come sometime during the tribulation. I believe he's going to come before the tribulation period. I believe he can come for us at any moment. That's called imminent mentality. The word imminent means at any time, and it's an overshadowing. It's hanging over. Not that he would come, but that he could come. Hope you see the difference, okay? There's a lot of people who've dated the coming of Christ, he comes at certain dates or whatever, even certain festivals and feasts. There's people who say he has to come at certain times of feast during the year. Well, the Lord can come at any moment. And I want to look at some verses. Turn me to John chapter number 14. And I'm going to give you some verses this morning that of just a few verses that speak of the Lord's coming for us. As a matter of fact, we're all focused, even this morning, we're going to have a cantata on Christmas cantata this morning. And then we have our young people are going to have our Christmas program this evening. But yet, I want you to know that the second coming is spoken 8 times more in Scripture, prophesied 8 times more than his first coming. That speaks a lot. We know how important his first coming is, because without Jesus, there would be no salvation. And yet, his second coming is prophesied 8 times more than his first coming. And we talk about the second coming and the rapture, and again, we'll get into this later. I don't want to get into it this morning. But when we talk about his second coming, we speak of Christ coming for his saints. That's the rapture. That's the translation. And then there's Christ coming with his saints. That's the revelation. And that all entails the second coming. But in John chapter number 14, one of my favorite passages of Scripture, Jesus is about to go to Calvary. You know the background here. And he tells them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." Now listen, he said, "I go and prepare a place for you. Now, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Again, we're thinking of that coming of Christ, that he's coming for us. He can come at any moment, and Jesus is telling his disciples, I'm coming again. I'm going to leave, but I'm coming back. Well, there's so many other verses, but let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. I want to focus on the imminent return and how we're supposed to look for the Lord to come. While you're finding your place in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, we are never told in Scripture to look for the Antichrist. Not once. But however, time and time and time again, we're going to look at some of these scriptures, we are told to look for Christ, not for the Antichrist, but for the Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 7, we see these words, "So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, there's that word waiting, that we're to be anticipating his coming. Nothing is holding him back as far as his time clock is concerned, as far as we know, that he can come at any moment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 7, tells us that we're to be waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 5, 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 5, "Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come." Again, it speaks of that imminent mentality, "who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest of counsels the hearts. And then every man shall have praise of God." This is talking about the translation of saints, where he is coming until the Lord coming. "Therefore, judge nothing before the time." And of course, that's a whole other subject matter. But we see the principle here, until the Lord come. We're to be anticipating and waiting for the Lord to come.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.